Deep and Dark and Dangerous, A Ghost Story by Mary Downing Han, narrated by Rachel DeLude. To everyone who enjoys ghost stories. Chapter 1. One rainy Sunday in March, I opened a box of books Mom had brought home from Grandmother's house. Although Grandmother had been dead for 5 years, no one had unpacked any of the boxes. They'd been sitting in the attic, collecting dust, their contents a mystery. Hoping to find something to read, I started pulling out books: Charlie and the Chocolate Factory, Mystery of Chincoteague, and at least a dozen Nancy Drew mysteries. At 13, I'd long since outgrown Carolyn Keene's plots, but I opened one at random, The Bungalow Mystery, and began flipping the pages, laughing at the corny descriptions. Nancy, blue-eyed and with reddish glints in her blonde hair. Helen Corning, dark-haired and petite. The two girls were in a small motorboat on a lake. A storm was coming, and soon they were in big trouble. Just as I was actually getting interested in the plot, I turned a page and found a real-life mystery, a torn photograph. In faded shades of yellow and green, Mom's older sister Dulcie grinned into the camera, her teeth big in her narrow face, her hair a tangled mop of tawny curls. Next to her, Mom looked off to the side, her long straight hair drawn back in a ponytail, eyes downcast, unsmiling, clearly unhappy. Dulcie was about 11, I guessed, and Mom 9 or 10. Behind the girls was water, a lake, I assumed. Pressed against Dulcie's other side, I could make out an arm.